Okay, so welcome to this mini-sode of Facehammer, which is essentially a smaller podcast just discussing another topic, which is going to be released ad hoc alongside the main show. So in this mini-sode, we're going to talk about the Lightning Strike tournament and its compact, which is run by the Battle Cult guys in Bristol. So Les, do you want to just talk a little bit about you know, where it is and the format and so on and so forth, because I know you've been to it a few years now.
Yeah, of course, mate. So it, as Russ said, it's called Lightning Strike. It's based in the centre of Bristol, and it's just moved to a new venue, which is the Future Inn on Bond Street. It's 2,400 points. I believe that they've put a little restriction on some of the other armies. So you've only got sort of like, you know, the obvious ones like Dark Elves, Demons, and Warriors get 2,200 points. It's quite soft comp, really. It's usually, the events run by, I think it's Liam. Liam Simon, and it's generally quite a good laugh. I think this will be my third year going. I think I won Best Painted at the first one, so it's quite interesting. Good event. I think Terry's been a few times as well, haven't you, Terry?
Yeah, I went to the Lightning Strike last year, picked up third place, I believe. That was my first outing with Kairos at a tournament.
Downhill from there.
Yeah, it's and I think the second Lightning Strike, or what was it called after that, Stormlords, effectively it's the same event though. That one I took Orcs to for my first outing as a I'm going to take something for a laugh weekend, and I picked up a Best in Race Orc. So yeah, easy mode 10 War Machines or whatever it was I was running.
Yeah, not too bad. I took my Vampires to the last one and struggled a little bit. It's for those who don't know, it's a 20-0 system. So it's all about smashing people, get loads of VPs. I think they tried out the Tally comp at one of the events they ran. I don't know if it was the same one, but
that was the Future Inn one, wasn't it? That was the Future Inn one that we went to, wasn't it? But it was,
So so basically it's 20-0 and it's 150 point brackets. So basically if you get 1500 victory points more than your opponent, then that's a 20, you know, and it slides down from there. So we're just going to talk a little bit about the comp and our thoughts on it, and you know, look at each pool of each army and talk about maybe some of the powerful things that can go and slip under this comp, and some of the what we might see the imbalances on the oversights. Just really to have something to talk about, really, because it's quite interesting. So basically, they're allowing the 50% Lords and Heroes, so that's actually quite a big thing, because I don't think they've really considered that in the comp. If you look at the comp, it's very much like the old groupings, and they haven't really done any restrictions on having multiple characters, from what I can see.
No, it does seem like they haven't really considered what you can bring with a 50% Lord or Hero choice. And looking at it as well, it does seem a little bit perhaps outdated with the 450 point unit size, and also the again, it's my personal hatred one, which is the two characters get a lookout, sir. So it's kind of encouraging deaths.
So it's basically, it's no end times, so you're not going to have any bullshit Malekith, Karl Franz, Nagash, or Thun, as I'd like to call it. Well, for me anyway. And also, you're not going to see Fosric's Folding Fortress is banned, so Haristo probably isn't going to come to this event, because what's he going to do about that crutch to fucking lean on?
I believe he's at this event. Let me just have a quick look at the...
Is he going to take Dwarfs?
Let me just have a quick look on the entry list.
You mean...
I'm only messing around.
He's not on there.
He's not going. No fortress, don't bother. Right, power dice. So armies can generate two power dispel dice in addition to channeling, basically. So there's a little cap on that, so it stops things like, you know, the eternal death magic phase, which actually is quite fun, but you don't see very often. There's a war machine cap, four war machines, and no more than two of the same type, so I guess that means our helves can't have four bolt throwers.
Yeah, does that include bolt throwers?
There's nothing under the elves to say anything different as a war machine, so I'd imagine no. This is quite harsh on the dark elves, on high elves, but considering the rest of the comp is pretty much pretty loose, to be fair. You know, yeah. Well, we'll get into that anyway. Unit cap, this to me is really outdated. You know, what is the point? No choice may cost over 450 points. Now the reason I say it's outdated is that actually some units it is actually a restriction. So if you've got like Chaos Warriors, that's actually quite a small unit. You can't take like a big unit. Not that you would anyway, but yeah. It doesn't stop people taking like 100 Skeleton Bowmen because they're like 6 points each. So it's like, well, it doesn't really restrict anything. You know, Skaven Slaves, if you really want to take massive units, you can. So the sort of, you know, I mean, it restricts things like Temple Guard, I guess, but are you ever really going to need to run that many? It's such an outdated concept. I just don't understand why it's in the pack. It just doesn't.
A Troll's 35 or 45?
35.
So you get a massive unit of Trolls.
Like 11, I think it is. If I remember correctly, it's 11 Trolls. Which, well, it's 11 Trolls you can take.
It's just a bit daft. Like, I mean, you can't take. I mean, I know Plague Bearers are a bit sort of. People love them and hate them, but you can't take 40 Plague Bearers in a unit with this. It's like massively. You wouldn't anyway. But you know, if you wanted to, if you were that way inclined, if you were flesh gaming,
it's not a restriction. It's like, what does it actually stop you taking? Not a lot. Why bother? Why not even have it in the pack?
It's like you said. It's an outdated pack. It's obviously being overlooked.
Stops Kalida phase and
doesn't know.
Oh yeah, because they've done that. Ignore me.
Well, what is it? Six,
you can have
75
archers.
Is it 6 points for an archer? Yeah.
75 archers. Okay. Yeah. Okay, you can't have 100.
Yeah, but like 75 is still good.
Yeah, exactly. So there's the Lookout Sir, which you already covered, which actually is going to make a big difference to the way the tournament runs, I think.
Yeah.
Because it encourages people. You can take Death Stars and you need to be pretty much safe. I mean, I actually think I'll get onto it in a bit, but I actually think Teclis is going to be super, super strong in this if you can take him, which I think you can.
You can, and you can take Illyrial.
No, you can't unless if you have any other level 3 or 4 mages.
Oh, what, so, they've put something on the High Elf mages, have they? Oh, that's, at least that's something then. But still, Teclis just chilling out in the unit with all the Lookout Sirs in the world, it's going to be really hard. 450 points is a lot of White Lions.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got, this is weird, equipping standards. All battle standard bearers may purchase any mundane equipment. I mean, did Wood Elves get a new book? I'm sure they did. Which, yeah, I'm sure that's... That was... I mean, Bretonians maybe get affected by it, but other than that, I mean, you know, do you need to have it in there? Like, it's again, you know, just take it out. It doesn't need to be there.
Yeah. I like this next one.
Yeah, you would. If you play immune to psych, just play armies and run away. You know? Fleeing troops at the end of turn 6, counters destroyed. It's not even half, just dead. Just they're dead.
Why not? Yeah, just tear out that unit on the last turn.
Yeah,
oh,
just kill that off.
Sweet, we'll have those points, thanks.
Why not? Buildings. All buildings are 2 stories high, allowing 20 models to occupy, 10 to fire out. So that's quite sensible. I quite like building caps. It stops all the bullshit you get with like, big units in the building with mages and you know, just pew in the world out of the building. You know, and obviously as well, we should touch on this, no bring your own terrain, and the terrain's going to be set, and I think they normally use like mystical pieces as well.
They do, loads of mystical pieces.
I mean, I think last time when I took the Tomb Kings to this event last year, I had a Mist Reaved Swamp, which I believe is the one where Fimir come and take people. And that was quite funny because I put like 50 skeletons on that with my Tomb King and stuff in there. And then I got like flanked and fronted by Bretonian Knight Lancers, and then the Fimirs come along and just basically took half the knights away. Obviously, they wanted to have a bit of fun with a Frenchman. so it does add a little bit of a dynamic to the game. I think it's quite cool. The terrain, actually, on a side note, the terrain is usually pretty good at this event.
Yeah, it's usually very sort of like not densely packed, but there's definitely enough terrain on the board because occasionally you go to events and there's just nothing on the table, is there? So I think the guys have, you know, spent a bit more on getting it all set up. And I believe they said at the last event I was at that it will be all new tables and terrain for this one because they said it was looking a bit tired. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they roll out because it's usually been quite a high standard. So.
Yeah, it'd be good to see how far along it's come, and I don't know if the event's got any bigger. I think it's still the same. I think it's 60 players, is it, the maximum?
No, it's 80, this one.
80. So I think was it 80 before? I can't remember. Maybe it was.
I think it was, but there was only 60, 70 odd. I don't think it's sold. They're dropouts.
I wasn't sure. I thought it jumped up from. I know the initial one was the first one I went to was about a 30 strong event, and then they increased the size and got the room over the way, which increased it to the 60. And then I think that they sort of like filled it up, didn't they? From what I remember, I think.
Well, looking at this, they've got 80 and like 20 reserves. No, sorry, so, that's season tickets.
No, they've got two reserves.
Two reserves.
Yeah.
So they do, worth touching that actually. They do a season ticket. So what you can do is you can basically pay up front for the year, and that's for Lightning Strike Thunder Gods, which is in June, and Storm Lords, which is in September, and they're all 2,400 point events. I think in the previously Thunder Gods was 3,000, but I think they've dropped.
Yeah.
And basically you can get a discount. So if you pay basically, you know, buy a season ticket, you can go to all the events for, I think, £65. Yeah, that's right. So, you know, you're saving a bit of money on every event, I think. You know, so it's quite good if you're in the area and you're local. It's not a bad option. I don't think I'm going to bother, because you're only saving a few pounds. But,
well, it's £25 event, isn't it? So if you definitely go and you save £10, it's a nice little Brucey bonus. You know, there's no...
Yeah, exactly. Nothing wrong with a tenner in the pocket, is there?
No.
No.
So should we go through the armies then and talk about what they can and cannot take?
I think that'd be quite cool. I mean, we did miss out the open ground, the obvious one for the ruling, didn't we, as well?
Really,
yeah.
To be honest, it's more an FAQ question than the thing.
Yeah.
And also,
Curse of Andra here.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning as well that the Moe's independent FAQ will be used at the event as well, which will probably sway what people bring, or I think it's definitely going to sway what I bring.
Good shout, because I think before they've had their own sort of FAQ questions, and some of the rulings have been a bit bizarre. I vaguely remember pivoting steam tanks in the shooting phase to shoot.
Yeah.
You know, so you could try and charge something one way, then spin around and shoot something another way.
Yeah.
Just a bit of an oversight, because it was a question about, I think it was to do with skull cannons and iron blasters, but obviously they forgot about the steam tanks. Yeah, there's a few learning points there from the guys running the event, but they seem to get a bit better every time. But I think they do need to have a look at their comp pack and update it a bit. But anyway, we'll get onto that. So Beastmen. So they can have 2,600 points, because more shit makes them better. they say if you throw enough shit, something's going to stick. But
and that right, sorry.
I just don't know about it. I mean, yeah, give them 200 extra points. Yeah, hell, give them 500 extra points. They're going to make no difference. They can take units of 500 instead of 450. Well, just lift the cap. You know, just let them take like 80 gore. I don't care. It doesn't matter. They can generate 3 just power dice rather than 2. So it's just a little bit of a boost for them. But are you going to think you'll see many beastmen at the event?
Do you know, Andy Avery took the last event with Beastman, so maybe he'll be...
It wasn't this comp, though, was it?
No. But, you know, you might get a few people in.
Well, I know that you probably have that. There's a guy I played there before who was using Beastman. I'm sure, like, if Ben Chalk's there, he's got a Beastman army that he'd probably take along to get some of his painting rankings points. He seems to do quite well at Bristol with those.
Yeah, exactly. He seems to. I mean, it's just a nice army, but he does seem to do.
They could have made stops for Bristol. They could have made the Beastmen a bit more attractive by allowing them to take the marks from the Glotkin book. I know they're not using end times.
Yeah, I agree. But I totally agree with that.
They could have just let them in. It's not going to break the comp. It just makes them more of a viable choice. It just gives them something they need.
It gives them the boost they need, and I think that's the same when we get onto Team Kings as well, which I'll talk about, because they're one of my armies that I think that, you know, the army special rules out of the Gash book is, you know, they does a lot to fix their inherent weaknesses. So Brett's, yeah, no restrictions, nothing, just take what you want, why not, other than unit caps and all that kind of jazz into the general pools. So
yeah,
agree with that.
Not gonna have a massive unit of Grail Knights, sorry, at 450 unit cap.
No, not
that you'd want one, but
don't really see much in the way of Bretonians anymore. With Mr. Follows dropping off of Bretonians onto more filth, you know. It's...
Mike Pritchard still waves the banner of cheese-eating surrender monkeys charging across the board, but not many people play Brett's today, so I don't know. I think they're a good army, but it's a 6th edition book.
Yeah. Do you think speaking of that though, do you think they'll still be around in the next book?
No.
Well, you know, for the next edition.
No.
Yeah.
Just forget about it. They're gone. All the humans are going to get consolidated into one book with superhuman space marines. I mean, Ascendant, Sigmarite, whatever, Flaming, can't, I don't really care. Maybe even Dwarfs will go into that book as well. It'll be like the sort of Ascendant. I don't know. Who knows? 9th edition, we don't know what the fuck's going on, and it's been exciting.
That's going to be a good show.
I know. Just so excited. All the haters out there, just fuck off and play War Machine. We're not going to miss you. Chaos Dwarfs. So a Kadai Destroyer counts as a War Machine. The 4 War Machine cap. Hell Cannon is a War Machine for the War Machine cap and is 0-1. Law of Hashet cannot be chosen by wizards containing a Kadai Destroyer.
I do not understand this.
Yeah, because that's a combo. That, you know, Kadai Destroyer, Hashet, combo, man. That's a combo.
Yeah.
What? I don't even know how to talk about it. It's like, whether or not, like, you know, there was a bit of crack smoking going on, and they were like, you know what makes Hashet really good? Kadai Destroyer. Maybe I have missed it. I mean, to be honest, I haven't looked at Hashet lore very hard.
I think it's
to do with the flammable thing.
Yeah. There's a flammable thing, and there's the hatred. Damage.
So, it's direct damage. You can't make them flammable in combat with a Kadai, so the fact that Kadai has flaming attacks doesn't actually matter.
No, what they want to stop but is...
You can take double magma cannon or a Hashet, that's fine.
Or the quake cannon, or whatever it is, the earthquake launcher or something. The rare one.
Because it's complete toss.
Yeah.
It's complete rubbish. But the magma cannons, obviously, if you're flammable, then that's pretty scary. Chalice and Blood Daggers and Crown of Command can't be taken. Now, Crown of Command's an interesting one. Do you want to talk about that, Terry? I'm sure you understand where I'm coming from on this one.
Something to do with dwarves being stubborn, possibly?
Chaos Dwarves get the stubborn rule anyway, don't they?
It's with the hero choice, don't they? What is it, the Castellan?
Yeah, so why would you take the Crown of Command?
When it's like having a unit of White Lions and giving a character with Stubborn Crown in the unit and going, that unit's stubborn now.
Stubborn Crown in White Lions. Yeah. What I'm saying, you can't put Rune of Stoicism on a unit of Hammerers.
Yeah.
No, you're like, you would, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't own the book. But every other army can take Crown of Command. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
Just Chaos Dwarfs. I understand Chalice of Blood and Darkness, because it's stupid, unless you FAQ it, which Moe's FAQ has, so why not just let it in? Because Moe's FAQ
is an interesting one. With the crown?
Yeah.
What about putting it on the Torox? Yeah.
Stubborn Torok? Well, just say that then. Take Crown of Command on the Torok? But really, Torok can only have 50 points of gear. If you give him that, he's not going to be very defensive.
No.
It's not like he's got 100 points to play around. I mean, we'll come to it later, but you can't take Stubborn Crown on a Turok because that's really broken. But a 3-up ward save, rerolling 1/1 armor save, Chaos Lord on a disc, totally fine.
With MR2.
Why not Spell Shield? Get on that. 1/2 ward against magic, rerolling ones. Yeah.
Yeah,
Roy. That's what you want. Demons. Well, you two filthmongers are going to be, you've been rubbing your hands together with this comp, so I'll let you guys talk about this,
Do you want to go first, Terry? Or do you want me to go?
We'll go with the max flying thing first. Obviously, we'll just get that in an order. I don't see the need to cap flyers in a demon army, because there's so many useful, cool little flyers like Furies, Screamers, and then it limits you, even if you wanted to do Mono Zinch, You then couldn't take the Burning Chariots with Disc Heroes, with Furies, with Screamers. It just, and you know, maybe a Lord, Blue Scribes. There's so many things that fly.
Yeah.
That are low points. That three cap is, you can get hit that with like just, oh, I'll put that unit in and then I'll hit the cap.
Does that cover Plague Dreads?
Well, they've got Hover. Hover is an extension of the fly rule, so
it could do a big clarification that, couldn't it?
It could just say units with fly / hover, or in the end, this includes hover, or just
including drones or something like
that. Yeah, including drones, because otherwise,
because I could argue that they don't have the fly special rule; they have the hover special rule. I know it inherently gives them the fly, but it's not actually.
But I'm just gonna stick to the three, including hover, and use it as, you know,
it might save be worth arguments. Now to the TO though, if you're considering a four unit flying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they could do about that. I mean, they're getting less points. They're banning stuff anyway. They're comping other bits and pieces. It just, I think they're the only army with a fly.
You just touched on three other things there, mate. So do you want to go into those?
Yeah, go on, Les. You can do the points and the beasts.
Well, you say they've comped it, but have they? You're talking 2,200 points. It's a standard thing that happens with Demons of Chaos now. But I think comping the Beast of Nurgle to 9 is in no way comping Beast of Nurgle.
It doesn't make any sense at all. Does anyone take 9?
I did.
It doesn't. I think I've got a feeling that I've seen Lorenzo run 15.
Right.
And I think... Okay. Maybe Rob Perrin. I played him when he had Kairos and 5, 4, and 4. But yeah, I mean, I actually think with Beast diminishing returns, when you've got more than like 3 units of 3 or 2 units of 4 or something like that, or 1 unit of 6 and 2 singles or something like that, I just think you're just paying more for stuff that you've already got in abundance. You don't need more than 9.
If you're gonna comp Beast of Nurgle, 5.
Yeah.
You cap it at 5, which means you can have a couple of 1s and a 3, a 2 2s and a 1, a 5, a 4 and a 1. There's loads of good options in the 5, but it's not a silly number. 9's just like, you may as well just have no cap on them.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a 6 and a 1 and a 1, isn't it? And
three 3s, you know?
I'd
man. That's what I'd be running.
3 3s are amazing.
3 3s, double drone and the greater demon. Boom.
A greater demon that can take the Eternal Blade damage and Ancestral Sword.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's been FAQ'd in Moe's independent comp. But that's not comp.
It's not comp.
No. So,
but there is a greater demon that is comp, Terry. So you've been rocking this all year.
Propping
you up in those rankings.
Hey, I've got a lot of my score. Actually,
what
do you know what?
Do now?
Three of my 4 scoring events for the Masters did not include Kairos. So
all I'm hearing is excuses.
I'm just saying I don't need him.
All I'm saying is he's like your favourite.
He is amazing.
Model now.
All I'm saying is I took him at the weekend, and it's the highest finish I've had at a biggest tournament ever. So, and I'm shit. So what's that have to say?
He gives you tools that you don't have in a demon army. He gives you access to things you need to deal with shit like the Banner of the World Dragon. Unless you're running a level 4 on metal or a couple of level 2s on metal, you might not get that final trans you need. You know, you could take the Blue Scribes and keep rolling to maybe get a final trans or Dwellers or something. He just gets rid of all the confusion. You just go, I'm playing High Elves, I'm going to take Dwellers, I'm going to take final trans.
But it makes a big difference as well, like if a tournament allows you to pick your spells pre-game.
Yeah,
you've got in your list.
Because the first tournament I took him to, the Bristol one, free reign on Kairos. No one was running in there. No one really knew what he did. He was just some character no one took. I took him. You could pick spells every game. And then I got an email after the event saying, we had a lot of people complain that you cherry-picked your spells every game to fight their army.
That's kind of the point, isn't it?
I was like, well, that's the point of Kairos. And they go, well, for the next event, you're going to need to put his on the army list. So the next army list, the next Bristol event, I wrote down 4 of what I wanted on, you know, each head. And I was like, right, those are the 8 most versatile spells I'm going to use all weekend. And then the next comp, banned. So, you know.
Yeah, so you can't take him.
You can't take him.
Let's move on. let's forget about now. I think this next bit of comp is probably the most relevant comp in the pack.
So,
Maybe.
I just don't understand this.
So the Skull Cannon counts as three War Machines for the purpose of the four War Machine cap. Or Skull Cannon is a 0-1 because there is no other War Machine in the Demon Book.
No.
So why bother with that? And maybe they just like to type.
That sentence could have been so much cleaner with just Skull Cannon's a 0-1 choice.
Slash one.
Max one. Army.
They've done it in the Hell Cannon pool, so, you know. Well, you ain't taking double Skull Cannon, but why would you?
Double Iron Blaster.
What? Oh, you're just ruining it.
You're jumping the gun, Les.
You jump like four armies, man.
Sorry.
Now,
this next one is the big one, I think.
I actually think this is comp. This is comp in this pack. Dark Elves, 2,200 points.
Yeah.
9 Doomfire Warlocks max, and max 3 characters mounted on Dark Pegasus, Dark Steed. So, this is a bit weird because it doesn't include wizards. So I understand if you don't want people spamming masters and doing like Warlock buses and things like that. But I mean, is it? You know, does it have to include wizards on Dark? But no comp on Marathi. Marathi's okay. Just take Marathi. Why not?
Wouldn't she come under the Dark Pegasus?
She'd count as a Dark Pegasus.
Yeah, she would do. But you know, I mean, what's to stop you running like a
9.
You know, a 9 of Doomfire Warlocks
with a Dreadlord,
with a Dreadlord and the Master, and then Marathi,
or a Dreadlord and 9 Doomfire and Marathi and the Cloak of Twilight Peg Master.
Look at the comp. 50% Lords and Heroes. Okay, that's 1,100 points. You could get double Dreadlord on two pegs and Marathi.
Yeah, and you know what else you could back that up with?
Masters on the Cold Ones.
I'm telling you, two Cold One fucking buses with four or five Masters in each. That's pretty good. I think that would be pretty scary. Most armies wouldn't have to do
that. You look at the front of that unit. Just say it's a unit of 10 dudes. Four masters at the front, five masters at the front, three attacks each, 15 great weapon attacks from the front rank of that.
Even great weapons, you lose your rerolls. Just give them.
That's true. Just go lances or halberds.
Swords of Might, you know, why not? I mean, one-up saves. You know, and actually, what you could do is you could take in a 9 Doomfire Warlocks with a Dreadlord. Then take a Dreadlord on a peg, a mounted Master, Cloak of Twilight, Marathi. No, you couldn't do that.
No.
Drop the Dreadlord, take Marathi. Well, I wouldn't even run Marathi, to be honest. I don't like. You could just run a wizard on a.
Can you put a wizard on a cold one? You can, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, it gets around that as well then. I know you lose the fast cav and you gain stupidity, but.
Fast cav anyway, so. But you mean if she was on a dark stage?
Yeah.
But there's some options in there for lists. They're just not standard lists. I think people haven't seen, you know, what 50% Lords and Heroes does for Dark Elves. I mean, you could even run, you know, there's no cap on dragons or anything like that. Count, so you could actually run 3 Pegasus and 2 dragons. That would be pretty salty. You've got two Dreadlords on dragons and then 3 Peg Heroes.
Yeah.
Then you could run like a level 2 of a scroll or something like that, and the Doomfire Warlock that basically gives you 2 level 2s, and then just fill your core up with whatever Dark Riders. I guess there's no comp on those. Just take loads of Dark Riders and
Some
Bolt Throwers, and you're laughing really. That would be quite a fun list to play with, I think.
And do pretty well. Top it off with 2 Bolt Throwers because you know you're capped 2, so just get your 2 in there. You know.
Yeah. So. I think there's some options. There's some people crying on the forum
about
overcomp, but I think the problem is that Dark Elf lists have been so unimaginative over the last year since they've been out. It's been ridiculous. Everyone's like runs similar lists. Nobody really innovates. It's like I say that, but you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some people will be screaming hearing this, going, "I've run the most the wall army you've ever seen." I know, like Kieran at Cheltenham run quite an interesting list at Bjorn and stuff, but you can tell.
Yeah, I mean, he does love his different lists with Dark Elves. He doesn't, apart from his standard peg stuff, he does tend to go down a little bit of different route with every right to Dark Half list, I think.
Is it really that bad to take a bunch of Dreadlords and Masters on foot in big combat units?
No. I mean, like Cauldron.
The thing is, with the Sea Drag cloak and heavy armor, you can get a decent armor save on him as well.
Yeah.
Because it gives him a free up with a shield, it's a 2-up save anyway.
There's no cap on shooting, is there? So why not just take like 50 dread spears or no dread shards and then stick a cauldron in it and then they get rerolls to shoot.
Yeah.
Rerolls to wound.
2 big hordes of 30.
Yeah. Stick a cauldron behind them.
Take a cauldron, put it in the middle with 2 bolts. It's all rerolling to wound on the shooting. Moe's FAQ. What a winner. But there you go, Dark Elf players. There's some food for thought. I hope you will see a double cauldron or double dragon list. I'd like to see a double dragon list. That would be quite fun.
Yeah.
I'll do it myself, actually.
Getting excited. Oops,
got half of it done. Oh, yeah, I'm getting excited now. Nah. Dwarfs? No restrictions?
Other than the War Machine, I suppose.
How many gyros and bombers is that?
6. Plus 2.
That's...
Because they're not War Machines. So...
That's quite... I think you can have fun with that.
I imagine if Chris Robertson's going... He'll probably be running 6 gyrocopters, 2 bombers, 4 war machines, and loads of crossbowmen. Because he took that to Blackout and won Blackout with that. So, that'd be fun. I think Sheffield Mikey did quite well with 5 bubble copters. They're definitely really strong. Just don't want to paint the models. Paint 5 of those bad boys. Les knows all about that.
Oh, Soul Destroyer, man. Soul Destroyer. Putting them together. So that's it for dwarves, really, isn't it? I don't think there's anything else that
nothing
really restricts them.
Really there. High elves? Want to talk about high elves, Terry? I know you've played with high elves in the past.
Max one of the following. Banner of the World Dragon, Book of Hoth. Does the Book of Hoth get a lot of play these days? I know Loremasters take it occasionally, but the obvious choice there is you take the Banner of the World Dragon.
Every day of the week.
That should just say, your High Elf list will include Banner of the World Dragon, therefore you may not take the Book of Hoth. Is anyone going to run... Have you seen a High Elf list in the last year that's not got the Banner of the World Dragon in it?
No.
I
have actually. No, that doesn't count. That's a host list.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, now. Now it's in Wood Elf and High Elf, Dark Elf armies. It's in... It's everywhere now.
The Lucky Demons.
Oh, it's so much fun playing a host list, which is a standard Dark Elf army with High Elf BSB and a Banner of the World Dragon. One of my clubmates knows all about that. I'm not saying his name, and that'll do.
Yeah, Brian is a bit of a cunt.
Yeah.
So what's the next bit then?
No more than 2 wizards may select Lore of Light in the army. That's Strength 5 Banishment. That's it. That's all you need, really.
I think that is a restriction. I
mean, it is. Six is nice. You know.
But then Dave stops you doing it anyway, because if you take Technus or Lario, you can't... Well, that's the next bit. You can't have any other level 3 or 4 mages or a Lord Master. So basically they're saying... But...
You can take level 1s.
But could you take Technus and a Lario?
Yeah, it says you may not take Teclis or Alario if you have other level 3 or 4 mages. Well, she's a level 4, so if you take Teclis, technically...
she's not a mage. She's Alario.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably one for an email, just to clarify that.
I guess they mean you can't take both. But,
yeah.
You could try and cheese that out. You know?
Yeah, I think there's room in that wording to squeeze both of those into a list with a bunch of level 1s on light.
Yeah.
You could... Because they both got light, then you could.
Well, no, because Lario, you could just take her on light.
Yeah, but you could have another level 1.
Yeah, then you have a Scroll Caddy level 1. Then you've got 2 destroy. You've got a Destroy Scroll and a Dispel Scroll. Winner.
I think there's loads of options in that. I mean, that you can still take Tetlas, White Lions, Frosties, that sort of list. You could take the
Byron would love this.
I think Byron might actually be going, I think.
We did talk about it, didn't we? And he said that...
there's no spots, is there? So.
Yeah, he was going to put his name down if one popped up towards the event, because his army's basically fits right in there. He just goes, I'll take my Frost Phoenix army.
He doesn't run Banner. World Juggernaut, actually, does he? So.
No.
Okay.
Lizardman?
Saurus characters, Cold Ones, Teto Echo, max 3.
So you take 2 Scarvets on Cold Ones with a standard loadout and Teto Echo?
Yeah, it's combo, because a lot of people have been running 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Teto Echo is in every single list.
Yeah. There's no comp aimed at the Slayan at all. None of the harmonic convergence, re-channeling shenanigans, nothing.
Double Slayan.
I mean, what I think you could do as well, you could run Old Blood on Carnosaur, Slayan, 2 Cold One heroes, Teto Echo.
6 units of skirmishers.
Well, that's a bit weird. 6 units in the army with the skirmisher special rule. Does that include Pterodons?
Well, they have the skirmisher rule.
Yeah. Salamanders,
chameleons, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Maybe
that's a little bit hard. I don't know if that's much of a restriction, because actually, if you just take tens of cohort, they're just as good, and you know, and actually 6 units. Are you ever going to run more than 6 units? 6 units of 10 is 600 points. I mean, that's your core points right there.
Yeah.
It's not really a comp, is it?
Well, you probably have your 2 chameleon units, maybe a 1 or 2 flyer units, and then some normal skirmishers.
You don't see a lot of pterodons anymore. People don't tend to run them. I don't know why. I still think they're awesome, but
I think all the ballistic skill shooting, it's just, there's so much of it. It just kills them so quickly.
But the skirmishers, they can go in woods without taking dangerous terrain. That's another -1 to hit. Trip -2, you'd be at long range. They can sit behind a bit of terrain, fly over, drop rocks, then do a bit of poison, the good chaff, run away, they can bounce through your army, rally, then they can move back and chaff again. It's such a good unit.
The problem with all of what you just said, in a forest, -1, long range, true flight.
Yeah, but it's one army.
Yeah.
And do you know what it's like? Wood elves destroy Lizardmen anyway, because Lizardmen hate armies that sit off them and shoot them. Because it's all about, they're all short range, so. I honestly don't think they make any difference to the matchup. In fact, I think they're better than in that matchup because they have to deal with them.
Yeah.
And if you're good at, if you've got some terrain, you can scrape hop behind. They're really good, and they vanguard as well. Brilliant. It means you can vanguard turn one, and if you get the first turn, you can probably drop rocks or something before they even get a go.
Mm.
You know, that's a 32-inch threat range for the deployment zone. You sniffed that. I mean, I know you're banking on the +1, but you know it's just that bit of pressure, isn't it?
Worst case, if someone charges, you just flee, don't you? Just come back and do it again.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. Lizardmen comp. I don't think they need a lot of comp. I think they're fine, and I don't think you're going to see Lizardmen army lit lighting the world on fire anyway. So that's not a problem, I don't think. So, maybe a croak list would be in there.
Yeah,
he does make quite a bit of appearance these days.
The ogres. So this is another one. Crown of Command may not be taken.
Cool. Just take Stubborn Man Eaters.
Yeah, I mean, there is a workaround, but I actually think it's quite a big comp on ogres doing that. But I prefer the ogres without the Gut Star now. I think they don't. I think like Sedge. For the Chapel Cup run, an army with like 2 8s of balls or something like that, native iron guts, run them wide and didn't run them as like a gut star. I think it's a bit of an outdated unit, to be honest.
Yeah.
But in this comp, maybe it's good because you've got the double lookout, so maybe it's okay.
Yeah.
So I don't understand this comp. Mournfang cannot exceed 6. Well, you can have 3 2s, you can have a 4 and 2.
2 3s.
2 3s. Are you ever going to run more than 6?
Do you ever see more than 6 these days?
Only when Brian took 3s of 4 to Valhalla when the book first came out, but we're going back like 3 years.
Yeah.
Hellheart and Dispel Scroll, can't take both. Yeah, it's fine. I agree with that. It's good. The 450-point unit cap can affect ogres, I think, in that, because it stops you taking a massive unit, but it hurts the man-eaters, I think, because they're quite expensive.
Yeah. You still fit them in, like I said, it doesn't seem to be, other than the Crown of Command. I mean, like I said earlier, you can take the double Iron Blaster, double iron blaster and man-eaters, and then fill the rest up with whatever you want, really.
I think you can get some strong ogre lists in that still. Yeah. There's not... It's not... The Crown of Command, yeah. The rest is, you know, one or the other, Hellheart, Scroll. It's not the end of the world, is it?
No, exactly. No. With a 50% Lords as well, I'm not sure if people would take it, but you can fit, obviously, your level 4 in there and a Flyrant, you know.
Double Slaughtermaster.
I quite rate the Flyrant.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yes. Oh, sorry,
Cameron. So, I mean, well, I think Ogre's pretty solid, but the interesting one there is no cap on double Iron Blaster.
Yeah.
Whereas you've got a cap on double Cannon, double Hell Cannon, double Skull Cannon, double Iron Blaster. It's fine. Is it? Is it fine?
No.
No.
No, it's not fine.
No.
Who wants to talk about Green Dwarfs?
Green Dwarfs.
I was top Orc and Goblin, so I should probably talk about that. Yeah.
An extra 100 points to spend on the army list?
That's optional. Optional extra 100 points.
Yeah.
What? I mean, the other pools, they say, can spend up to, and they put the new points limit. This is like you have an optional extra 100 points. So it's like, what? I'm not going
to
take that
option. Maybe you don't want it. Maybe you don't have enough models to make that extra core.
Why would you want the 100 points? It's optional.
Yeah. Why bother?
I don't get that. What?
I don't know.
I'm not taking the option.
May take up to 6 war machines instead of 4. It says bolt throwers still count as one each, which is interesting because they've addressed bolt throwers there, but not in the High Elf or Dark Elf or Dwarf comp. So we're going to assume from that all bolt throwers count as one.
Yeah, I think that's the intention.
Yeah.
But 6 war machines for Orcs and Goblins? Only need 4, don't you?
Yeah. Double Rock Lobber, double Doom Diver, 2 bolt throwers as well.
You're basically just saying, have 2 bolt throwers if you want them.
Yeah. You're basically just saying, have an extra 100 points and take the standard net list.
Yeah. And Stubborn Crown is fine on these guys.
Yeah.
That's fine. Savage Orc, Death Star, double Mangler, double Doom Diver, double Rock Lobber. Spied Banner, if you really wanted to go that way. 100 Goblin Bowmen. Who knows, with the Lord points now, you can write some really tasty armies. I mean, the characters are dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Absolutely dirt cheap.
You could actually have, a unit of 20 Goblin heroes with great weapons just running around.
Only, 34 points each.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And they wouldn't be affected by your cap, would they? So, what is that, 600 points? That'd be rubbish. You wouldn't run it. But you could put them on Wolf Riders, couldn't you? You could have 5 Wolf Mounted Goblin Heroes. That'd be pretty nasty. He just on the wound allocation alone, if you shot them, because of the way you'd have to allocate the shots and stuff.
Yeah.
They'd be pretty good. And in combat, that's 15 strength, 6 attacks, or something stupid.
Think how many Spider Riders Dave Sweeting could run under this, on those giant spiders. He could make some proper sweet monstrous cav units.
Because you could put, 5 heroes in, 20 spiders, and that's they can all make way to the front, but you've got all that ablative wounds and static res to boost them up. It's a lot of points. I mean, well, is it a lot of points? We'd be spending about, I don't know how much it would be, 35 points plus probably 10 for the mount. It's about 45 points a hero times 5.
What, for little spiders?
Yeah.
I was going to say, on the giant spiders, they got to be quite expensive, haven't they?
No, not that bad. I think they're only 40, something like that. You wouldn't anyway. Cause you could run them individually. You could have 5 individual heroes on giant spiders because they're pretty good for the points.
Yeah, but then you put them together in a unit.
Maybe. Well, if you want to paint 5 Spider Rider characters for this.
Yeah.
I think with the 50%, there's a lot of options. You could even run level 4. Plus, a wyvern, comfortably and things like that. It's before you couldn't run things like that. And even a Black Orc boss. So Black Orc general, war boss on a wyvern, level 4, double level 4 Orc shaman.
More Arachnoroks in Lord Choice.
Yeah, yeah. Or in the heroes, you could take a couple of Arachnoroks in hero. Not that you probably would, but the problem with the Arachnoroks, they're quite good. But you want to spend all your rare on the Manglers and the Doom Divers and the Rock Lobbers, so you can use your hero allowance to build a
Keep a heroes on Arachnoroks? I thought they were a Lord mount.
No, I'm sure it's a hero. Well, they're all goblins, aren't they? Yeah. Maybe it's a lord. I thought it was a hero. I thought you could put heroes on them. But anyway, who knows? Yeah, but basically, orcs and goblins, do what you want.
Do what you please, yeah.
Do what you want. No comp. Skaven?
Max 3 of the following. Hellpit, Doomwheel, Warp Lightning.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. Double Doomwheel and a cannon. Double cannon and a Hellpit. Double Hellpit and a Doomwheel. It's plenty of combos.
But Skaven aren't exactly lighting the world on fire, are they? It's an outdated book. You've got none of the new end time stuff. Do they really need that restriction?
Not really, I don't think.
How much are Hellpits? 200?
235, 15 stone spikes.
So. Okay, so once you got your double Hellpit, you can't really get much else in the rare.
No, but what you could do is run double Warp Lightning Cannon, double Doomwheel and Hellpit.
Yeah.
Doomwheel 150, that's 300. Warp Lightning Cannon's 100, that's 4.
It's not the end of the world, though, is it?
400 plus that's 250, so no, you couldn't do that either, could you?
The problem with the Warp Lightning Cannons and the Doomwheels and stuff like that is that in, like, you know, 1 out of 3 games, they'll do nothing, and then it'll just go mental in someone's game and ruin them. And not actually do anything else. Like the Hellpit and that combination will just, if it all works, they just.
But I think you just roll them each, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all cool. They're really cool units. I mean, I think they're really awesome. I would be tempted to double Doom or Hellpit, but, I'm surprised that there isn't, you know, they don't care about, you know, any of the toys like the Storm Ban and all that kind of stuff, but yeah. I suppose they don't really need it anymore. I mean, they're not Skaven, just aren't a power book anymore, are they?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with the new stuff, and then.
Well, with the end, I mean, I'd like to see them get a new army book, to be honest, because I was looking for it today, and it's so out of date, and the FAQ's like 8 pages long, and it's just so tired, and it's like they've got all this new stuff. And you're looking at the new book, the old book with it, and you're like, this is awful. Why? It's dull as dishwater. It really is.
They need something new, I think.
They just need the book. I mean, hopefully, they're obviously going to be one of the races in 9th, because there's talk about, people who don't know, the races being go down to 6, but they're definitely going to be one of the choices, or part of one of the armies, because, you know, they're just like, they're a Games Workshop unique thing. They're pretty iconic to the Warhammer world.
Yeah.
I'd hate to think what Wayne would do if they wrote them out of history.
Yeah. Ooh,
on the subject of Wayne, did you see Miss Miniatures release?
Yeah, I did.
The Kemp.
Yeah, Kemp Master Converter.
Yeah, I thought that was amazing. A cool little nod to Wayne. I like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, Skaven. Take me one 40 man max size on units.
So that's 40 slaves.
But
is that necessary?
Is it necessary?
No, not really. If you want to paint 60 free units of 60 slaves or whatever you want, fair play to you, take them. Because I can't think of anything I'd want to do less.
Yeah, but you paint 10, then have a 50 man unit filler just sitting in the back.
Rapid spread out. Rocks, big rocks on bases.
Yeah.
A la Mark Wildman style. Empire? We talk about Empire? We've got a few more to go through in about an hour, haven't we? So.
Yeah.
So steam tanks 0-1, and they count as one more machine.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, that's fine, but you can still take a steam tank and 3 cannons.
No, because cannons are max 2, aren't they? Because you can't have more than 2 of the same type. Tank double cannon's the standard these days.
A tank, yeah, it's fine. So.
3 cannons anyway, right?
Yeah,
technically. This is interesting. Each unit of demigriff after the first counts as one more machine. Okay, so I'll have double demigriff, double cannon, steam tank.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. Sorted. No more than 2 wizards or items in the army that may select the Lore of Light, for example, the War Order counts as one of these choices. It's an interesting one.
Yeah, so you have your level 4 on light and a war altar. That's
double banishment.
That's double banishment.
Strength 5 and a strength 4.
Yeah.
With your 3 cannons.
And the 50% lore, stick a life mage in there as well, just for, you know, popping wounds back on the tank.
Yeah, or not even that, just take a metal mage.
Yeah.
Or trans.
That Empire comp may as well just be tanks a max one, take what you like.
Well, it stops taking...
It stops the strong light council, yeah.
Yeah, I think the light council comp's sensible. I mean, no one wants to play a strength 7, strength 8 banishment.
Yeah.
I don't.
I certainly don't. But, yeah, still really strong. Very strong list in there. I think who Steve probably take his Empire to that?
Possibly. He might take his new Orc Ogres.
That's true. Tom Harris usually goes to this event. Is he at that? I'm just looking at the player list quickly.
Warriors for him, wouldn't it? Gotta be Warriors. We'll get on that in a minute. Right, yeah. Team Kings. There's another one. Optional 100 points. Might take it, might not. Who knows? It's optional.
Yes.
Light Council. Don't bother. No more than two. Can't select all light.
That's not necessary for Team Kings.
Well,
I agree with the cap on High Elves and Empire, because you can do horrible things with the Light Council, because you get the double banishment. You get the double banishment with Teclis as well, possibly, depending on how it's ruled, whether he picks prior to rolling or whatever. But Tomb Kings, really? They kind of need something, you know? I don't know. I'd like to have seen it max 3. Strength 6 banishment's not harsh for Tomb Kings.
No, and to be honest, I don't rate the Light Council anyway. But there's no restriction here. I'm surprised they haven't got the power dice cap increase like Beastmen do. Because, you know, I mean, like, obviously, Beastmen can have more than two dice.
Yeah.
But if you take a Casket of Souls, you can only get two dice out of it. It's a bit lame.
Yeah.
Team Kings really need a strong magic phase, and not only if you comp their Banishment Light Council as one of their strong phases that you can't take anymore, but they've also restricted the Casket in a way. But Death would be a pretty good Arcane the Black, you know, it'd be pretty good. But to be honest, Team Kings, they're not really that good, and you know, you're going to be pushing shit uphill anyway. I would love to have seen the new army special rules from the Gash being used on them. Hank Queen Kalida cannot join unit 50 archers, so earlier we were talking about that, obviously
we
were wrong, because they put another little line in there. But I don't think you take her anyway. She's situational, a bit lame. With the building cap as well, you don't really want units like that. It's not good. And you know, the archers are quite easy to just stay away from, I guess. I guess even unit 50 with Kalidra would be pretty scary, to be fair.
Yeah, I can say I deal with a lot of things. That's a lot of poison shots, isn't it? You know.
Yeah. Vampires.
Well, this is your army, so.
This is basically saying, take what you want.
Yeah.
Vampire counts, max 3 units or characters with the Ethereal rule. So, double Blunder Vamp, fine. Double level 4 Vamp, fine.
Double Light Paradise. Council?
Why not take a Light Council Vampire? You could take double level 4. You can have a level 4 Light, a level 4 Vampire, 4 other level Light casters. You know, there's no cap, there's no restriction. The other Light Councils have been cut. It's like they've forgotten that vampires can actually take light. And actually, looking back at it, Dark Elves.
Yep. And Wood Elves.
Dark Elves can take books, and there's no comp on a Light Council in a Dark Elf, aren't they?
No.
And they can take rulebook laws, right? I'm not smoking crack, am I? That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, why is it better in a High Elf army and a Tomb King army? I mean, vampires is a points investment, but you know, you before it was a problem because of the 25%. Because you took a vampire lord, you didn't have any lord points left. But now you've got 1,200 points you can spend on lords, so you ain't bothered. And the heroes as well, like you get your BSB in there, you can get a banshee, a couple of banshees in there, you take 3 banshees, 2 terrorgeists.
Yeah.
There's no screen cap. So, you know, 3 Banshees, that's 3 Ethereal, double Terrorgeist, that's 2 more Death Shrieks, level 4 death, necromancer, level 4 level 4 light, a level 1 vampire lord just on vampires. Take a couple other the BSB, give him Master of the Dark Arts Forbidden Law, the Master of Dark Arts Forbidden Law, the one where you can pick a rulebook law, light as well. Certainly you're on, like, you know, you get like a strength 5 banishment, you've got death magic, you've got 5 screams. You know, there is a load of options with vampires in this pack, and they're just, I mean, double Terrorgeist is just awesome. Combine that with a light council means you can pick points up at range, which is where vampires really struggle. And the fact that you can then blast things off. Double Crypt Horror is good as well. Double Crypt Horror, so you can go 2/8, you know, bubble speed of light, pretty scary.
Oh, God.
Bubble Arcan, Book of Arcan. And you've got, obviously, the Raisin. You could take 2 vampire level 4s on vampires, and that's pretty scary because you can give 1 Loremaster, I think, and that means you've got double Van Hells, which is awesome. It's just the best spell. And obviously, you've got 2 big raises, and if you've got 2 Crypt Horror units, they ain't going anywhere. You know, Mortis Engine, give them a 4 at regen. There's tons of options with vampires. I'm not sure they need to be comped, but I think it's quite good that they are that free to do what they want.
Yeah.
I think maybe that you can take 30 Hex Race. Is that legit? I don't know.
Well, with the amount of armor that you expected to see, it's gonna be could be quite good.
I'm tempted. I've got plenty of vampire models. I am tempted to run a vampire army out to this. I was spending some time writing some lists. I mean, the 50% Lord thing has just opened the book wide up. So there's loads of new options in the book now. That was always the problem with the book, is trying to get your Lords in. I mean, the problem is I know I'm rattling off stuff like all these units and combos, but you probably find when you sit down and write the list, you can't get it all in, because it is heavy on points.
But the options are there.
Yeah, and I'm sure you could write a decent list under this pack. And I agree with the Ethereal Cap. I think it needs to be there because nobody wants to play like a stupid all Ethereal army if you've not got an army that can take lots of magical attacks.
Ten of Beastmen.
Yeah, unlucky ogres. Warriors.
Wow.
Wow, this...
Seriously.
So, you got Chaos Dwarfs? Double Hell Cannon? No. You got Warriors? Fill your boots. Double Hell Cannon? Yeah, whatever you want. Number of Skull Crushers may not exceed 6. Who runs more than 2 threes? Really?
Here's the interesting thing about that quickly. Your army's already dropped down to 2200, so you're already at less rare points. So you probably can't fit in more than 6?
You can't run more than 6. Exactly. Yeah. You just can't. Because they're what are they? They're 2, 3, 4 for a unit of 3?
Yeah.
So you're at 468 points already. You might have to drop 1 out of the 7 that would take you to the max points. But no, you can't take more than 6. Who gives a fuck? 6 is plenty. You don't ever take more than 6. 2 units of 3 in their pants. Yeah, they've got less points to spend. Lower core cap, 2,200. You still get a pretty decent army. Free up rerolling ones, fine.
Yeah.
Demon princes, fine. Soul Fiends, good. Double demon prince, I don't rate, but you can take it. What about free up ward, rerolling ones, chaos lord on a disc with a stubborn crown, with level 4 demon prince of Sinesh with all the kit.
Yeah.
BSB. BSB. Yeah, you can. 4 at ward, rerolling. 3 at ward, not rerolling the ones, but feel free at ward, demonic mount. But you could then take warriors, blasted standard in your core, couple of chariots, double crusher, chimera, fill your boots, smash, standard
chariot cap. Yeah, there's no chariot cap.
Oh, it's just like, take 5 chariots. Why not?
All chariot core. Yeah, chariots.
Keep warriors. Again. The only thing I would say is in this, there are scenarios, and there is blood and glory, so you need to get your banners in somehow. But you could just take a general that's pretty much unkillable, the BSB, And then two banners on the two units of Skull Crushers that you could take in rare.
Which, and if he really needed it, two units of five Marauder Horsemen with banners, stick them in the corners behind some terrain out of the way. Forget they're there.
You just don't need it. What Blood and Glory is not an instant lose. Is how many VPs is it worth? 300?
Got the pack here.
500 VPs.
500?
That
500 VPs. That's three tournament points.
With that Warrior Arm, you'll suck at 300 points straight away, wouldn't it?
Anyway. It's 500, but yeah.
Oh, that's so.
Yeah, I mean,
it's quite hard to do. I mean, how are you going to break that before they smash your face in?
Yeah.
It's not, with the Demon Prince, it's not that hard, because Demon Prince is actually quite squishy in some cases. But the Chaos Lord with the Spell Shield and all that, I mean, you just ain't killing them. Not unless you get fluky. It's
a lucky cannon shot, or a lucky final trans.
Or he fails his rerollable 9 or whatever. Is 9 stubborn, or 10 stubborn, I can't remember what he is standard.
That normally happens when people play him like an idiot and don't put him near the BSB, because they think he's a Rambo on crack and he could just go off on his own, you know. Warriors, you got Warriors army, just take what you want. Basically, you are gonna have some fun at this event. I mean, you just take, there's so many lists, so many combos, you know. I mean, why not take 4 Demon Princes if you really felt that way? It's not very good, but you can do it, why not?
Yeah, but you could take 3 Chaos Lords, all on discs, or Demonic Mounts, or just, there's so much filth in there.
Demonic Mounts, big unit of Knights, Blasted Standard, all Markers Inch, pretty good. Stubborn Crown in there as well. Push that across the board, don't really do much about that.
I mean, you could use some of your hero points, sneak Throg in there as well, get a load of Trolls just to fill up that Throg core 11, as well.
Yeah, fill your core out with 11 Trolls and Throg. You are capped to 450 points, though, so you might have to spend 100 points on a chariot, but, you know. I'll take that sacrifice. I mean, that's another army I'm considering. Warriors, you know, I've got plenty of those. And, pretty strong. I like the fact there's War Machine caps as well. Always helps Warriors out when there's War Machine caps.
Yeah.
You've got Light Council caps, which is awesome, because it means suddenly banishment on your Demon Prince you don't give a flying fuck about, because he's got a good armor save. So I mean, yeah, I think it's definitely worth considering. I think very strong. I'd be surprised not to see a Warriors player on the podium if you could decent player to pick some up. I don't know if like Dom Hook's going, or you know, if Tom Harris is going with it or something like that, but you know, if myself I take it, I fancy my chances with that as well. 20-0 system, they're good at smashing stuff. Just awesome. Play Warriors, just do it. Chaos wins. Wood Elves, you know, don't talk about Wood Elves, Les, you know, fetish.
Fetish. Number of Waywatcher models may not exceed 16. So, you know.
Two eights.
Yeah. May not have more than 40 models with True Flight or Hagbanes. Well, I mean, me and you've talked about this a little bit, Russ, you know, before, where you just go, okay, so I'll take 30 models with True Flight and then Scapes with Hagbane and then do the rest on one of the other sort of arrows and just do a level 4 on Shadow and a level 4 on High.
Yeah, well, I think you take like 20 Hagbanes, especially if you're running High in Shadow, because you get the Hand of Glory, so you're not really bothered about True Flight. And then you could take basically 4, you know, 10 Scouts with Hagbane, 10 normal with Hagbane, 2 tens of True Flight, 5 Scouts with the Flaming Arrows, 2 units of 8 Waywatchers, it, 3 units of Wild Riders, it's pretty much the standard list, Hail of Doom Arrow. There's not really any comp. There's no comp on Acorn of the Ages, Moonstone and Hidden Ways.
None on the Sisters. You know. I mean, you can essentially fit the Nick Hohen list that you took to Clash of Swords in there, really, can't you?
Yeah.
You know, with the you know,
that in 3 turns, but I'm not that scared about that.
But yeah, I mean, it is quite it's a bastard to play against if you've not got the tools to deal with it. If you like.
To be fair, I'd love to take Warriors and play Warren, because last time I had to play my Warriors, I had a stupid really rubbish list because they're running that stupid Raze and Ruin comp.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'd love to go to this with, like, I'm going to rip your face off Warriors. And I'll just be like, yeah, nothing you can do without that.
Yeah, I'm just going to run nothing it in.
You can do. You're going to absolutely cry into your fucking cornflakes over this.
Yeah, it's not, looking at it, the comp, I don't know. I think, you know, essentially in an uncomped WAM event, which this kind of is to a certain degree, would I was, whilst being quite good when in a comped environment, I think they're going to struggle in this event. If you're playing a Warriors player with Double Crusher, Chimera, Killy Lords, you're just not going to kill enough, are you? And let's face facts, most people are going to be taking Warriors, I think. If you can.
We'll be able to listen to this, they might.
If that Chaos Lord gets across the board, that's it.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
They're not going to touch him in combat. He's going to murder them all.
I've never run it, right? And I'm well tempted.
You're just going to ruin people's hobby, mate. It's just going to...
Because he's really good against the demon, the greater demon with the Eternal Blade as well.
Yeah.
Really solid.
That's what I looked at. I looked at this comp and I was just like, chops okay, up. I'll take, you know, the chicken with the Eternal Blade and the ASF sword because everyone's going to be taking Warriors, but it's so dodgy putting the chicken into that Chaos Lord. It's
stubborn that does it.
Yeah.
Because there'll be a round where you'll get the charge and a wound. He'll fluff, he'll do nothing. Suddenly he's on 6 or 7 with no, you know, with possibly no reroll. Even a reroll is not, it's not promising. But every time he's got that fucking stubborn crown with the 3-up rerolling ones, he just sits there all day.
You just got to hope that you, if you went in with the Lord of Change, that you roll the 6 for the Eternal Blade, don't you? And then he rolls some 2s.
Yeah, but even then.
Yeah.
He just soaks it up.
He's got 1-up armor as well.
You know, I know you'd be getting hit at strength 8 or 9, so that's pretty much out the window. But it's the 3-up rerolling ones. It's horrid.
Yeah. You far fell to it, haven't you, Terry, before now?
Yeah, I played Mr. Sewell at Tribute, I believe, last year. Yeah, the year before, actually, now. And I put the Lord of Change with all the toys into his stubborn Lord. And over 3 or 4 rounds of combat, I did nothing. He realistically passed maybe 20 to 30 ward saves over 4 turns, 4 rounds of combat. Didn't do a fucking wound to him, and he broke me.
I lost my chicken at Blood and Glory to Andy Potter's Chaos Lord on disc because he just chopped me up. I did win the game, but it's not a nice combo to deal with that. Back when the ASF Eternal Blade was pretty hot. But I think we've been a little bit critical with the comp, but I think what I find difficult for me is like it doesn't really set out what the comp's trying to achieve. It reminds me of South Coast comp from a few years ago where it just takes the edge off. But what I don't understand is when some armies have had the edge taken off, others haven't been touched.
Yeah.
It's not consistent. So it's like, well, like Orcs and Goblins, they haven't had anything done to them. Tomb Kings have actually been comped, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because they've basically given you extra 100 points, but you've comped how many dice extra they can get. You've restricted the Light Council. Vampires don't really have a comp. Warriors don't. You've got less points, but they don't really care. You know, and you look at other armies like Skaven. That's actually quite heavy comp because you're in the environment. I mean, why limit those rares when you've got stuff like the Warrior Army, what it wants, and, you know, those newer books with all the hotness. And you like demons as well. What, Kairos? Do you need to ban Kairos? If you know what I mean? You don't really bother about much else. I mean, why comp double cannon if you're going to let double iron blaster in? You know, it's just inconsistent. It's like, I don't like, I think Kairos is something that you could ban, but then why not, if you're going to do that, then why not ban Teclis, you know?
Yeah.
He's not as powerful, but at the same time,
I think he's more powerful. I don't know.
That's what I mean. He's not singly as powerful, but the fact that he can hide in a unit where he can't be touched is his key point.
And he gets a lookout set from super spells because of the stupid comp. And you give him a 2-up ward against magic, and the unit, they have good leadership. They can get a reroll. That, you know, you put him in Phoenix Guard, and you're laughing, aren't you? I mean, they don't even worry about terror. I don't know. I think, honestly, the you know, it's just inconsistent. It's just, you know, Dark Elves are heavily comped. One list is heavily comped. You know, you have to think outside the box of Dark Elves. And I like that. I like it when it forces you to think outside the net list. Warriors, just take the net list. Lizardman comp looks harsh when you look back at it and you think, well, they've comped Saurus and Teto Echo. Why not just let them have what they want? I mean, why have they got restrictions? I mean, are they that good? I mean, do you need to put restrictions on them? I mean, really? And to be honest, like Orcs and Goblins, you might as well just say no comp.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, all they've done with Orcs actually is given them benefit, because they said you can have more than four war machines and you could have more points. So, yeah, I suppose it's okay.
They may as well have just gone Orcs and Goblins, ignore normal restrictions. But then you could have a silly Savage Orc unit 1,000-point big, so maybe not.
But it's like anything. I think the event will be fine. I predict Ogres could do well in the environment.
Sedge's going.
They've got, obviously, I know they've got a little bit of comp, but some of the strongest are not really affected. Skaven, I just don't expect to see. Empire can do, still be have a strongness, can still do well. The Light Council's a big hit, I think. It is a big hit for the Empire list. Vampires, you can write good lists. Are they going to do well? Probably not, because the nature of the army, they win small. It's a 20-0 event. You need to get points. Warriors are just a standout for me. They just Warriors and Demons, just up there. Just basically say, yeah, let's go smash it. I would be surprised if Demons or Warriors were not on the podium.
Top tip for the weekend, go prepared to fight one-up armour all weekend, and you'll probably do alright.
Yeah, Lore of Metal, it's got to be a choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I'm considering taking Vampires because it's different. It'll be a bit more of a challenge than just to rocking up with the rippy face of Warriors. It's not really a what I would class as a very competitive event with the player pool and look, the nature of it. I, you know, the calibre of the players and that, it's not like going to Sheffield or something like that. I think you could, for myself, I think I could take a weaker army and have a lot of fun with it. So still strong, but just not the obvious thing. And also it means that if people have tooled up to face it, they're not going to be prepared for it. So
yeah. Makes sense.
Because about taking Vampires to Bjorn teams, so it'd be good practice.
Yeah, no, that's true. Okay. Oh yeah, especially the list that you were bandying around the other day with the on the Bjorn. Yeah, no, that should be quite fun. But I mean, yeah, that's I think that's pretty much an overview of the Lightning Strike compact. So
thumbs up for the comp then.
I think it's fine. I mean, we've said like, oh, there's pointless in this, pointless in that, but at the end of the day, there's things I don't agree with, but comp is always, you know, subjective. It's down to what individuals like. And to us, I'll go and play in that. I'll have a good tournament. I'll enjoy it. I like the fact they're using Mo's FAQ because it's clear. You haven't got, you know, I'm used to it. It's
yeah. Played yeah. Another event. Some of the things in it, I still don't agree with some of the things in, but it's there. You know what you're going to get.
You know where you stand.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get when you go.
The worst thing about this is if you had to ask all the questions to the TO, I'd imagine that the responses would be quite slow. I think the guy's not a fantasy player anyway.
He's not. He openly said in the thread that he is just there to put the data into the spreadsheet and say who's playing who.
Yeah, so I imagine that them not using the FAQ would be cause a massive issue. Because, I mean, even things that you'd have to ask, and you know, it's easier, isn't it? It's done. Yeah. It's done in the community, it's accepted, and it's you may not agree with all the rulings, but it's there. Use it.
Yeah. No, I mean fair play to Mo for putting it together, to be honest.
Yeah. It's but I think we're gonna go to the event and we'll give a little rundown of what happened at the event and do a report on it. So you've heard our thoughts on the lists and on the comp and potential lists, and you'll find out what we're gonna take, and hopefully people listening to this can come with some inspiration for some lists. Don't all take Warriors. Actually, do. Yeah, take Warriors.
Yeah, everyone take Warriors, because I got a sweet list for fighting Warriors. So,
Warriors. You did Double Terror Guys, you're going to love that.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Bye-bye, Demon Prince and fucking Lord Undisk. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think that about wraps it up, unless you guys got anything else to add.
No, I think you've covered it, mate, for me, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, if you guys want to, you know, send your lists in to us so we can see them up front, yeah, for your boots, we'd just use that to write our list to beat you. But yeah, if you feel that way inclined, want to discuss it, or you've found some loophole, you've got some strong thoughts about it, then feel free to contact us. So yeah. How would they do that, Terry? How would they get in touch with us?
They will be in the show notes, all of our Twitter handles, and there's also Facehammer Twitter as well. That is also in the show notes, so you can pull up any of our contact from there, or go straight to the website facehammer.co.uk, and all of the sort of contact information will be on there. The website is currently under construction. It should be ready in the next week or so. It depends when you're listening to this, really, I guess. Should be ready by end of January.
So first week in Feb,
it should all be up. I'm trying to get all the RSS feeds for iTunes, and that I had to install that virus filled shit onto my computer, which I'm not happy about in the first place, but yeah,
so that's users that,
yeah, just don't know how to use computers anymore.
Mash their phone with their face to try and get the thing into their face. So, but we, you know, you're our listeners, and we try and do what we can. But we just started, so obviously a lot of this falls on Terry because he's the most technical competent out of all of us. You know, unless you know, it wouldn't rely on any of us to get it sorted. So yeah, just be patient, and hopefully you can get some more hammer to the face soon.